Good morning. What did you feed them? Or not, what did you not feed them? Right? Good morning. Okay, I have a question. Can anybody recognize? Please don't pop. Does anybody recognize this? Who is this? Jay, who is this? It's Big Hero 6. And what's his name? Remember, what's his name?
Baymax.
This is Baymax. For those of you that are culturally unilluminated right now, the film that won Best Animated Picture this year was a movie called Big Hero 6, right? And what, this is Baymax, or a likeness thereof. What was Baymax originally designed for to do? What was it?
To help people.
To help people. He was a medical robot, and he was made by this brilliant engineering young adult who unfortunately died in a tragic accident, but his creation persisted, and that young man's younger brother ended up taking up his research and Baymax and began to learn all that he was about. All right, and so then what happens to Baymax? He and the kid that's taken care of, they start to get together with some other brilliant young minds, and then what happens? What happens, Savannah? They make suits. That's right. They make suits of armor such that Baymax ends up looking like this once his buddies make him a suit of armor. Right there. Whoops, do we lose his helmet? It's in here somewhere. Oh, see, there it is. That's his helmet, right? Because as any good story has, there's a bad guy, right? And the bad guy, huh? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Perfect. The bad guy starts to take the technology that's been created by these young students and begins to use it for evil purposes. Meanwhile, there's this other experiment that's going on about a way to break into an alternative universe. And they create this portal. And this young woman becomes, if you will, sort of like an astronaut that goes into another dimension. And she goes in to experiment and discover what this new dimension is all about. But unfortunately, the experiment goes badly, and she begins locked inside that alternate world, right? And so Baymax and his young researcher, owner-type guy and his buddies, they hatch a plan to be able to enter into that alternative universe and to save the person that's there. And I won't share you much more detail because I can't remember it because it all seems like a blur right now. But do you remember what happens towards the end of the film when Baymax and Hero, they break into the alternate universe, right? And what happens inside there? Seamus, tell me one thing about it.
Baymax gets hurt.
His thrusters on his feet are smashed because he's trying to protect Hero, his little buddy, and he ends up getting hurt. And so he and his little owner are stuck in this alternate universe even after they found the girl that had been marooned there, and so they're lost. And this portal is about to close, and they're going to be stuck in this alternative universe forever. And so then what happens?
And then Baymax, he boosts them out with his powerful hand thing.
That's right. That's right. Baymax can go no further, but he has a hand. He has one hand that has a thruster on it, and he says, I will help you. Are you satisfied with the care I've given you? And at first, Hero says, you're not, you have to go with me, you have to go with me. And he says, you have no other way to return. And so what Baymax does is he fires off his rocket and he sends the young woman and Hero out of the portal, out of the alternative dimension, and they are saved, but Baymax is lost forever. He must give himself that others might live. Why am I telling you this story about this film? Why do you think I am? Because I want us to help people like Baymax did, but mostly because I want us to know that there is one who was not in a film, who gave himself truly for us that we might live. He died so that we might be rescued from a way of being that we would never want for ourselves or anyone else. That's what Jesus did. And in that way, Baymax is teaching us and everybody in this room, young or old, what the gospel is. But what happens in the last scene of the film is that even though Baymax had shot off his arm to help Hero and that young woman escape the alternative universe. Hero is there in his lab, and he's holding on to that hand. And for the first time, he realizes that Baymax had put his software, his little chip, if you will, his very soul, in the grip of his own hand and had sent it out. And so what Hero was able to do was to recreate a new Baymax, but with the same software, such that Baymax continued forever, because the last thing that that Baymax had said in the universe was, "I will always be with you." Jesus said to us, even when he left, "I will always be with you because I am sending one like myself. I am sending the Holy Spirit to live with you and for you and to be your guide and to remind you what I have done for you." And brothers and sisters, if that ain't the gospel, I don't know what is. And it's what Baymax teaches us. So I hope that in every story that you listen to, every movie that you see, that you might ask yourself, how does this story in some way tell me about what Jesus has really done for me? Not just in a story way, but in a real way. And so to help you remember, we've got coloring pages with Baymax and Hero riding upon Baymax. So how about I pray for us, and then I'll give this out to you and you can retake your seats, okay? Jesus, you have done for us, and you have written a story into reality that will never get old, and it will only find a million new ways to be told, maybe in forms that none had ever anticipated or intended, but in ways in which it brings glory unto you. And so we thank you for the ever fresh new expressions of a story that will always be true, a story that will hold us and allow us to face even our darkest moments with hope, with tears, and with grace. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Thanks, everybody. All right, Seamus, I'm going to let you pass these out as everybody else takes their seat. Would you help me pass those out too? Everybody get one, and then you can go back to your seats. Thank you.